Hello and welcome everyone to episode 5 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for elevated comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Chris De La Cruz, the host of our live show with his story, Popping and Locking.
And so I'm like, okay, immediately I'm like out of place. And my two friends, Chris and Billy, they're in their like Air Force Ones and some jerseys. And I was like, wow, no one gave me the memo. I look like someone who works there or I look like one of their parents.
Chris is an Afro-Latino comedian, storyteller, and educator. He's hosted for The Moth, Soul Pancake, and Spotify's morning show, The Get Up. And he once handed a bunny to Kevin Hart on The Tonight Show. In 2021, he won the Yes and Laughter Lab with his show Getting Schooled with Chris De La Cruz, and he's been a keynote speaker at South by Southwest EDU and a high school teacher in the South Bronx. Chris has been hosting the live show where we record the stories at The Crow since November of 2022, and we really hope he never leaves us. You can find him on Instagram at Chris_DLC_. And now, without further ado, here's Chris with his story, Popping and Locking.
When I think about storytelling and how close it is to my heart, I think about, you know, the origins of storytelling and how I got into storytelling. Now I got maybe officially into storytelling a few years ago through The Moth. When I really think about it, it actually happened in the summer of 2004. Now, in summer of 2004, I was going into eighth grade, and I'm a big hip hop fan, and this might be controversial, but I think early 2000s hip-hop is the best hip-hop. I truly love early 2000s like pop hip-hop. And 2004 was an amazing year. It was like Lean Back, Fat Joe came out, Goodies, which I guess is a pop song, Milkshake pop song, Hey Ya was coming out, but then the song of the summer was Yeah by Usher. Yeah. Now, if you don't know Yeah by Usher, if you're like, oh, what is this song that everyone loves? Yeah by Usher, it's a song, it had Usher, it was featuring Lil Jon, who was the biggest thing that time, and Ludacris. And it's a song essentially about enthusiastic consent, right? It's a song that's like, the chorus is really just, yeah, 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 yeah. And oh man, was that an amazing song at the time. And it was my favorite song. And during that time, for context, I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and I went to a predominantly white school, and I was also a late bloomer. So I was kind of awkward at the time. And it was summer, and you know, in middle school, as a kid, you know, you're not able to drive or anything. So summers were just very long. You didn't really like see your friends during that time. And the only way we could really communicate with each other was through AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, but also through Zanga. Did anyone have a Zanga? I see eyes opening up. Core memory unlocked. I'm glad. Zanga, it was like a live journal. It was essentially like a live journal. It was like a blogging site that you would just, I mean, for us, we would just like kind of post what we were up to that day. And on Zanga at the time, everyone was talking about how Sydney Arnett, the most popular girl in our school, was going to have a party, a birthday party. And I mean, everyone was like, this is what, we're going to see everyone again. We're all going to be brought together. So it was like, it was very, very important. And I got invited to this birthday party. So I was very excited. And also, it was going to be a dance at a country club. And this was great because, you know, I grew up in a predominantly white space. And so what I had going for me at the time was rhythm. And I was very excited about this. I was so excited to just show off my dance moves and especially hear the song of the summer, Yeah, at this place. So it was at a country club, so I really wanted to, like, really look great. So I remember my dad took me to the Gap, and he got me a blue Oxford shirt and some khaki pants and some nice shoes as well, and a whole Gap outfit. And I was very excited. The night of, we go. It's like a 45-minute drive all the way to this country club. And I arrive. I'm in my outfit. I feel so good. And as I walk in, I see Sydney's mom, which at the time, the year before was the release of Stacy's Mom. So there was kind of this thing about girls' moms, and I remember, everyone joking, like, oh, did you get a hug from Sydney's mom? I didn't at the time, but I was like, by the time I leave, I'm getting a hug from Sydney's mom. And so I walk in, and I realize immediately that I'm out of place, because I see Sydney is, I'm dressed in my Oxford shirt, my khaki pants. She's wearing ripped Abercrombie jeans and a white shirt that just says censored across her chest. A seventh grader, an edgy seventh grader. So I'm like, okay, immediately I'm like out of place. And my two friends, Chris and Billy, they're in their like Air Force Ones and some jerseys. And I was like, wow, no one gave me the memo. I look like someone who works there, or I look like one of their parents. So immediately I'm like, okay, this isn't going well. I'm feeling a little nervous. I go to where the food is, and I just kind of just keep eating. I eat these chicken tenders that were amazing, but I was just kind of like nervously eating them and eating them quite fast. And at some point, I was eating them so fast that I got pretty gassy, which in middle school, I don't know if you've been around middle schoolers, but they have no chill when it comes to passing gas. No. Immediately they want to know who dealt it. So so I'm like in a panic once I realize that like I need to fart. And but I don't know really what to do. And songs have been going on, like Goodies played. Hey, I missed all these great songs. And then the DJ over the mic goes, "And folks, here's the song of the summer, Usher's Yeah." And I was like, oh, shit, right? Like, because it's my song. I have to go onto the dance floor. So my brilliant idea at the time was to do what they would call, and I think they still call it, but at the time, they'd call it crop dusting. Now, if you don't know what crop dusting is when you fart a little bit over here and over here and over here, so no one knows who dealt it. It's kind of like you blame it on everyone. You share it. It's like communist fart. I thought, okay, great. I'm going to do that. So I went out to the song Usher's playing, Usher Yeah playing. I'm going in and, I'm like doing my moves. I'm like popping and locking, emphasis on popping. And I'm like out here dancing and fart a little bit here, fart a little bit here. And then I, instead of farting, shit myself. Yeah, yeah, more like no. And so I went straight to the bathroom. It was like instinctual. Like immediately, I felt it happen. I was like, I'm out. And so I just walked straight to the bathroom. And I go into the bathroom. I'm panicking. I like immediately like throw my underwear away. I call my parents, and they're like, "Hey, honey, how's the party?" And I was like, "I pooped myself." And and they're like, oh, "Okay." I'm like, "Can you be here as soon as possible?" And they're like, "Well, we'll be there in like 45 minutes." And I was like, "45 minutes? The party ends in 45 minutes. So you guys are just gonna be here when everyone's leaving." And so I'm panicking, and I have to do this thing where like I have to like go from the stall to the sink and like kind of like get soap to like wash myself and go back and like with my pants. It was very embarrassing. No one caught me in that, but I forgot to mention that Sydney was dating, she was so cool that she was dating a high schooler at the time, Kyle, who was in ninth grade, and Kyle walks in and he immediately just goes, "Oh, what smells like shit?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I vomited, but he doesn't listen to me, he just leaves. And I'm like, okay, well, now everyone's gonna know about this. And at some point, my friend Chris comes in and he's like, "Oh, what smells like shit?" And I'm like, "Oh, Chris, you can help me out." He leaves. And so I'm really just having to deal with this on my own. And I clean up as best as I can. I stay like in there the whole time, so which is suspicious, until the end of the party. Like 45 minutes go by. The party ends. Everyone's saying their goodbyes. Sydney's mom's there. She offers to hug me. I stick my butt out and hug her and get the hug that I wanted, but not in that fashion. And my parents are there. They pick me up, and I'm in the car. And it's silent in the car. No words. No one has any words. But when you can hear someone smile, And so I could hear my mom just holding back laughter. And I say, "Mom, it's not funny." And then she just starts laughing. And it makes me start laughing, and I feel a little better, actually. Like, I don't recommend it as a parental technique to, like, laugh at your kid after they've shit themselves at the coolest girl's birthday party, but it worked. I felt a little better. But then when I got home, I remembered, like, oh, everyone is now talking about me shitting myself at Sydney's party. Like, it's, like, a month away from school to start. I'm going to start eighth grade with everyone just remembering the fact that I shat myself. And so... I need to control the narrative. So I go on Zanga and I decide I'm just gonna write what happened. Like, I'm just gonna write it out on my Zanga in a post titled "How I Shat Myself at Sydney's Party." Or no, it was "I Sharted at Sharted," is what I used. Sharted at Sydney's Party. I write out this post. I hit submit. I post it. I go to sleep. I wake up the next day to see what happened. And there are so many comments. There are so many comments in my most popular Zanga post to this date. And I look, though, and a lot of them are, actually all of them were just kind of laughing and also just sharing moments where they have also either peed or pooped themselves in public. And all these people were like, just like sharing these moments, and they were all laughing at it, and it was like, honestly, the first time I really felt like I fit in for once was because of this Zanga post. And that's how I learned about the beauty of storytelling, y'all. So there you go. It's funny now. It's funny now.
That's it. That was our fifth episode with Chris De La Cruz, the host of our live show. And my favorite thing about this is that usually stories that are that embarrassing take forever for you to say, "Hey, it's funny now." But Chris is so smart. He turned around immediately. But the next morning, he was saying, "It's funny now," and everyone was sharing the fun with him. So kudos to him for being that magical of a human being. He's the greatest host we could ever have. Honestly, you should come to our live show and see his skills live on stage. You're going to fall in love with him right away. You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel, and you can find info about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode of the podcast every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have me, Frank Trainer. I want to use the next episode to introduce myself. I'm going to be telling you a bit more about who I am and share with you my story, three things in common with Superman.
I have three things in common with Superman. The first one is that I believe in the American way, and that's why many, many years ago I decided that I wanted to move to the United States and take a job away from an American, because that's the Latin American way.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.